You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Traditional African-American string band, the Ebony Hillbillies, are one of the last of their genre. The Hillbillies have played alongside names like Pete Seeger, James Brown, Marvin Gaye, Bette Midler, and The Temptations. They played shows around the world, and now they're coming to Kalamazoo's Chenery Auditorium on October 24th. I spoke with the founder of the band, Henrique Prince.
A lot of the original folk music and country music in America comes out of black players during the 19th century, 18th century, in the early 20th century, when string music was very prominent. In fact, you know, before the jazz era, when Glass and Reed took over, string music was the most important music in the world, and it was no different here in America for black people. Like Selma Northup and Fove, but 12 Years a Slave, there were fiddlers all over who were black, you know, many of them. And a lot of that music that we know now is rooted in music that started with people like that.
Yeah, and there are a lot of the songs that you listed on your press release, I think a lot of us know really well, you know, back from when we were kids, like Oh Susanna, for example. Can you give a few more examples?
Well, they might know Leather Breeches, which is a real common folk tune people would do now, or Boil the Cabbage Down, or let's see. There's a lot of things that you can Rock Along John. They might know 5 Miles from Town, or you know, things like that. Those are tunes that people might recognize from other, some reels and things from Hornpipes and Soldier's Joy. I think every fiddler from probably Scotland everywhere to Michigan probably does Soldier's Joy. Sometimes they have different names. You know, Old Dad. Old Dad is called Rye Straw, and it's called Big Town Girls in Ireland, and Brick Town Girls, other boys in Ireland. Tunes like that.
Jump with the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho.
So you guys tour all over the world, playing venues like Carnegie Hall, but you also enjoy playing at subway stations in New York.
We started needing a place to rehearse sometimes, and we wanted to play this stuff, and there were no venues anyway to play this kind of music at, so we just did it there. And, you know, people started dancing. People dance, people meet each other. People who don't know each other start dancing with each other. That's really something to see. Of all walks of life, and sometimes people just listen. And if we do it regularly enough, people come by and say, "Where were you when you don't show up?" And you know, and they look for us. So it's kind of funny that way. But that's just a thing. I mean, we got band members who travel and do a whole another kind of formal kind of thing. You might see them with an orchestra playing somewhere in another country.
Hit it.
Why is it so important to preserve this kind of music?
It's important to remember this tradition and embrace it. To remember that people played banjos and fiddles and just fiddle. You know, I mean, it exists. There's poems about it. There's a few stories where essentially it comes out. When, you know, that movie came out, 12 Years a Slave, and a lot of people were like surprised. They got a black guy in there playing the violin, and it's like, yeah, that was real common at one time. And people going, really? Well, yeah. And dancing like that. And, you know, what we dance like, yeah, everybody did. That's how it went. And it's important to know your tradition that way. And to know what kind of music that you could get real flip-flopping music on with just a couple of instruments. And simple things like washboard. There's a whole tradition there that people forget. Now they make music on synthesizers. It's all digital and, you know, and just the idea, it's important for kids to know that you can make real music on instruments.
Right, it doesn't have to be so complicated.
Right, well, yeah, there's a whole world that involves you putting your hands on an instrument and creating.
That was Henrique Prince of the Ebony Hillbillies. The Hillbillies will play at Chenery Auditorium on October 24th. To hear a longer interview with Prince, or for links to tickets, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.